Taggart and Cord hurried after Doyle as he led them down the gloomy corridor that led to the West Wing boundary. The air was close and muggy, weighed down by a stench of burning flesh. Water ran slowly down the corridor walls as though they were sweating from the heat. The floor shook and trembled beneath their feet as though something heavy was tramping back and forth in the distance. As they approached the boundary, Taggart felt a pressure building. Soon it was like the air itself was trying to keep them away. Doyle began to slow to a walk, and Taggart and Cord slowed with him.
How long has this been going on?
About 3 hours, we think. It caught us all by surprise. I mean, nothing ever happens in the West Wing. Then two of our patrols went into the wing and didn't come out again. Captain Blood took a sanctuary and some men and went in after them. They should have been safe enough. Grey Davy is one of the strongest sanctuaries we've ever had.
What happened?
The Unreal is loose in the West Wing. It found them and rolled right over them. They never stood a chance. Only 5 of them came back. All of them horribly injured. The sanctuary's dying.
The three of them slowed their pace as they came to a makeshift barricade that blocked off the corridor. Tables and chairs had been dragged out of adjoining rooms, stacked roughly together and tied in place. A dozen or so guards manned the barricade. They moved grimly to Captain Doyle as he approached, and a few of them even managed some kind of salute for the steward. She gave them her best calm and reassuring smile, but inwardly she was shocked by the guards' faces. They were white and drawn and very frightened. The guards all had drawn swords, but their hands were trembling. The men looked to be on the edge of exhaustion, as though they'd been through a major battle.
Report. Has the situation changed while I've been gone?
The guards looked at one another, and finally one of them stepped forward.
It's getting closer, sir. We can feel it. About half an hour ago, something came flying towards us out of the darkness. It was bone white and ugly, and it screamed like a hungry child. We cut it to pieces, and it still didn't die. In the end, we had to burn it before it had stopped moving. We're still holding the line, sir. But I don't know how much longer we can hold it without reinforcements.
Right. Good job. How's Captain Blood?
Asking for you, sir. I think you better see him.
Doyle gripped the man's shoulder for a moment, in silent recognition of what he'd been through. And then he led Taggart and Cord into a nearby room. 5 men lay on the floor on makeshift stretchers. 2 of them had blankets pulled up over their faces. Another was asleep, his body wrapped with so many salves and blood-stained bandages that he probably wouldn't have awakened if a church bell rang next to him. Captain Timothy Blood was sitting on his stretcher with his back to the wall and his sword across his lap. His right arm ended too soon in a wad of blood-stained wrappings. His face was wet with sweat and his eyes were haunted. Grey Davy lay beside him, hunched and twisted under a thick blanket. Blood nodded to Doyle and then to the steward. He started to get up, but Taggart quickly waved him back.
Tell me what happened.
For a while, it didn't look too bad. Scary, but nothing Davy couldn't handle. Then the Unreal came roaring out of nowhere and swept over us like a wave. Davy tried to buy us some time to get out, but he couldn't hold it back. Most of my men died in the first few seconds. The rest of us got out by staying close to Davy. He took the worst of it on himself, deliberately.
What happened to him?
See for yourself.
Cord stepped forward and knelt beside the sanctuary. He pulled the blanket as gently as he could, and then had to look away. Taggart wanted to, but wouldn't let herself be weak. This was her job. Grey Davy's body was twisted and misshapen. His ribs had swollen and burst out through the flesh. His legs had fused into a single boneless tail. His hands had scales and claws. His eyes were gone.
He didn't live long, fortunately. We left a lot of good men behind us back there in the West Wing, you know. Good men. They never stood a chance. We got back here, the 4 of us, dragging Davy between us. Started the barricade and found Doyle and his men. And that's it. That's the story. And God have mercy on all of our souls.
Cord covered Grey Davy with the blanket again. Taggart blinked away the beginning of tears. She couldn't be weak now. The others needed her to be strong.
You did well. Now take a rest. I'll have you and the others escorted out of here as soon as possible. And don't worry. We'll put the West Wing right again, I promise you.
She turned and left, and Cord and Doyle followed her out. In the corridor, Taggart wiped sweat from her face with a shaking hand and looked at Doyle.
Anything else I need to know, Matt?
I've sent for another sanctuary. Mother Donna's on her way. She's supposed to be the best, but Davy wasn't exactly a beginner, and he couldn't even slow it down.
We're going to have to stop it here, while it's still limited to one area.
Sure, but how are we going to stop it? You can't fight this kind of unreal with swords and axes, can you?
I don't know. I think we're going to have to go in there and see for ourselves.
I had a horrible suspicion you were going to say that. And I would like to point out before we go any further that I am not volunteering to go back in there with you.
This breakthrough must have a heart, some gateway, to act as its entry point into reality. If we can find that and destroy it, maybe we can still stem the tide. Assuming we survive long enough to reach it, of course.
Of course. I'm still not volunteering.
Good man. I knew I could depend on you. As soon as Mother Donna gets here, we can make a start.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's do it.
Everyone looked around, startled. It never ceased to amaze Taggart how silently the Reverend Mother could move when she chose to. Taggart started to say something polite and welcome, but stopped as she took in the sanctuary's face. There were harsh, tired lines around her eyes that hadn't been there a few days ago. Taggart put a gentle hand on Mother Donna's arm.
I'm sorry about Davy. From what I hear, he died bravely doing his duty.
He always did have more guts than sense. He thought being a sanctuary was enough to protect him from anything. Stubborn as a mule and half as bright. But he always had time to listen to a hard luck story, and he was the softest touch for a loan I ever knew. I'm going to miss him. God grant that he rest easy. Well then, Kate, looks like it's left to us to push back the darkness. Are you ready?
Taggart nodded, smiling. Like all sanctuaries, Mother Donna carried with her an aura of peace and calm. But Donna also had more genuine love and caring in her than any other three people. She was a medium-height, broad-based woman who gave an immediate impression of strength and determination. There was something of the bulldog about her, though only the cruel ever applied that insight to her face. She was plain, as she'd be the first to admit, but her wise eyes and ready smile kept her from being ugly. She was in her early 50s and looked it. She spent her early years as a priest before coming to Castle Midnight to train as a sanctuary. She'd never said why she made the change. She wore plain, sack-like robes and hacked her gray hair carelessly off at shoulder length. All in all, she looked more like a retired mercenary than an ex-priest. Mother Donna was perhaps the most powerful sanctuary Castle Midnight had ever known. She was loved and admired by practically everyone, even though most of them thought she was crazy, if only because she'd given over her entire life to fighting evil and had a tendency to walk right through anyone who got in her way.
I'm ready.
Taggart could feel her fears and worries easing away in the sanctuary's presence. It was clear the guards were feeling it, too.
Damon, you'll have to guard us from any physical manifestations. I've got a feeling I'm going to need as much power as I can raise to deal with the unreal heart. As and when we find it. Mother Donna should be able to hold the worst off until we get there. Doyle, I know this will break your heart, but you can't come with us. I need you here in charge of the barricade. If we don't come back, send word to court of what's happened and get the hell out of here. After that, I think the best bet would be for the Regent to order a complete evacuation of the castle and look for help outside Red Hart. Oh, where you might find it is beyond me. Maybe the High Warlock, if he's still alive.
Doyle bit his lip.
You can't go in there without an armed backup, Kate. Cord's good, we've all seen him work, but he's just one man. I think I'll tag along with a few good men. Just in case.
Thanks, Matt, but no. As Damon said, this isn't the kind of unreal you can fight with swords and axes. You and your men wouldn't last 10 minutes once the going got rough. But it was a nice thought. Now do as you're told and don't argue.
Doyle nodded glumly. Taggart turned and looked at the ramshackle barricade. It wouldn't be much use against what she feared was coming, but its solid presence was still somehow comforting. Beyond it lay the unknown and all the horrors of the unreal. Taggart turned to Cord.